Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
We'll get to a couple pods of the offense, but the JT thing, we talked about the strikeout. We've kind of been waiting, you know, for the Toronto series last year. Like, when is he going to kind of turn it? Are you getting to the point where you're kind of like, this is kind of JT this
year? Well, I guess my thing with JT is that, I mean, they're batting him so low.
He's like seven.
It's like, he's just not killing. Like, he obviously the strikeout yesterday was bad, but it's like, if he can just be okay, like he's been okay.
He's right? he's what 95% of baseball teams have in their catcher.
Yes, but also you're paying him $25 million.
Oh, I
which
know.
Is a total,
I'm just talking. Yeah, that's the issue.
You know, it was probably bound to happen. I'm not totally just freaking out about it because I like the positive step forwards I've seen from almost everyone else. You know, like, I think the offense can survive with this JT, where it's Schwarber's kind of heating back up with in the home run department. By the way, since June 2nd.
Did you see that to the Gelb stat?
Yeah,
what a great stat.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Do what you say. It's
well,
great.
It's easy. Only him and Shohei have 20-plus home runs and 50-plus walks. Yep. So
now in Shohei's, all of baseball.
Now Shohei is batting over 300.
Yeah,
but
Shohei's got 44 home runs and the whole thing.
Regardless, whatever. Don't let facts get in the way of a good story.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like Schwarber, Turner, Harper.
The Harper. We're going to talk about Harper in a second.
Harper and like, you know, Stott. Bomer, I'm never too worried about. Like, he'll go through a stretch where he's like grounding a double
plays. But he's always going to put the bat on the ball. Look, last night he should have had the game-winning hit.
Totally. Like, so I'm never like, I'm never too like worried about like Bomer.
I agree with
I'm
you.
Never that way.
Same with Stott. I think it was similar with those guys this year at least.
And Stott before the series, I think was batting 250 in August, but it never really feels that way with him. So I think they can just survive without JT being the guy that he was last year. And then if you can get anything out of him, great. But he's just not, I haven't felt it like I felt Trey this year at the beginning and how I felt about Castellanos last year because they're batting higher up in bigger spots.
No, it's a really fair point, and I agree with it. And look, like JT did have a great playoffs last year. I mean, he had big hits. He had clutch hits in the World Series. I mean, that game won. Like, JT was the most important player on the team in that game. So I definitely think it's still in him, and I'm not going to say that he's like a disaster for the rest of the year. But you know, you'd like to see more. See more of JT.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah. And is the answer playing Stubbs more? I don't know. Like,
we've been down that road, right?
Is Stubbs going to come on there and bunt? I don't know.
And it works.
Yeah, it works. But it just doesn't. I mean,
yeah.
The
threat of a big hit is greatly diminished when Garrett Stubbs is coming to the plate.
So I'm definitely more in the hope camp. It hasn't felt as detrimental as the other guys.
Yeah, I think that absolutely jives. Like, it has not felt close to what Castellanos felt like last year or Turner earlier this year.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lately, I've been wanting my makeup routine to feel lighter and more intentional. I still want my skin to look even and glowy, but I don't want to feel like I'm wearing heavy foundation every day. Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF has become my everyday go-to because it feels like skincare first. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection, evens everything out, and leaves the prettiest healthy skin finish. Then I use their lip and cheek tint for a quick flush of color. It's nourishing, multi-purpose, and makes getting ready feel really effortless. I love that both formulas are made without synthetic fragrance, PFAs, or chemical sunscreen filters. Just really thoughtful ingredients that support healthy skin. If you've been wanting a more simplified, skin-first makeup routine for summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's new tinted SPF collection.
All right, Harper, it feels like, it feels like for the first time since last October, like, that dude's here again. Like, we are watching the player we saw go on the greatest playoff run we've seen in this city, or one of them. He's back. Yeah. Like, he looks like that guy. Even the outs.
Dude,
like,
he hit four balls 110 miles an hour.
That's what I mean.
Yesterday.
Like, that first out, like, that up the middle, like, that was like a, like, I would have been scared to catch that ball. Like, that was a scorcher, man. The one to left field, like, almost, like, Harper is... Like, he is, he's as locked in as he's been since last year.
So the only time I've seen a baseball, like, that kind of puff, you know, like, we hit the home run, like, you saw that poof?
Oh, yeah.
Only time I've seen that on a baseball field was when Randy Johnson blew up the bird. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that ball, it literally exploded the baseball.
Yeah.
It was 112 miles an hour off the bat or something. Like, it's just, he is, I mean... He's just the best. Like, he's just absolutely the freaking best, dude. And he is, it's fair to say that when he gets going, it just kind of, the team is more into it, more locked in, because he's like, oh, bleep, we got Bryce Harper back. He's just ascended himself to another level here.
He has. No, he really has. To the point of, like, especially the clutch stuff and with the playoffs last year. Like,
every clutch. Like,
that's what I mean. Great players don't usually come through all the time like this. Like, this is rare for someone to be his level of baseball player, historically speaking, like a chance to be an inner circle Hall of Famer, like the guy going to the Hall of Fame. Like, it's rare for those guys to come through this often in those moments. Like, that, it's rare, dude.
It's 100% rare. Yeah. And while Jeter did it was all these little, you know,
yeah, little single. Is that? Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's hitting dingers.
Guy's hitting, like, big dongs.
Yeah.
Cut that audio.
He's just, so I said this yesterday on the air, and it's genuinely how I feel. I never thought I would feel the way about a baseball player that I felt about Utley, Rollins, Howard, and Hamels. Because I was a kid, and, like, those are my guys growing up.
100%.
I have a childlike excitement about Bryce Harper as a
Philly. Such a good way to put it, man.
Like, because you get older, it's like, sports are kind of trivial, right? Like, you know, they're just kind of there. No. Like, not with that dude, man. I just, and I also said this yesterday. Like, he's on the Phillies' Mount Rushmore already. Like, he is on the Mount Rushmore of Phillies. And for an outsider, for a guy who was not, like, was a guy that we hated for a long time, for me to be on my Mount Rushmore already, like, that's pretty insane. And yeah. I thought a lot about the last couple of days. Like, he's two away from 300 now?
Three
away from
it's
300.
It's either two or three. I think it's three.
He's three away from 300. He's going to hit that as a Philly. He's going to hit 400 as a Philly. And I can't wait to see him hit his 500. Like, I hope he does it. Now,
he says to stay healthy. If he stays healthy, he will get there. But, like, you know, with his swing, with as he ages, like, who knows? He's already got back things, and he's, you know, he's already at Tommy John.
He is going to.
But like he, at the point being that like he is on track to do that.
He's gonna die trying.
Yeah,
500. Oh,
his arm will fall off.
He knows the history of the sport. He knows like the history of what the 500 home run club means, and I've just already started having visions of like Harper's chase for 500, and then it's like probably what seven years from now?
Yeah, something like
7 years. We're still doing the podcast, and like we're on road trips. We're if he's not doing it here, we're on the road, like taking the and we're chasing Bryce's 500th. He is just turned into such a freaking legend here. He's gonna have a statue outside Citizens Bank Park. It's probably gonna be Bedlam at the Bank. He's gonna go into the Hall of Fame as a Philly. Like he's gonna be in the conversation for second best Philly ever behind Mike Schmidt
I agree with you like, on all this.
Like he is it's the big moments and it's clutch moments and it's the hustle and it's annoying sometimes, obviously, when he gets thrown out at bases.
He's a dumb base runner. We can say it, we love him. Dumb base runner.
But it's all for the good of who he is, which is a guy that just plays, as hard as he can every single night. That home run yesterday, it's like we have that guy and we never have that guy. It's like Jalen. It's like we don't usually have those two kind of guys.
I agree with you,
and they're like they're different in many ways, but similar in that aspect. And the biggest difference between Jalen and Bryce is that like the Eagles were already an established franchise. Like they were good before Jalen. They're bad the first year, but that wasn't his fault.
They just won a Super Bowl in
right. Like the Eagles were already an established brand. Like Bryce Harper has turned the Phillies around into like people want to come here now.
Totally. After a decade of losing, he came here and not just players, not just people, players. Like he's played a role in soliciting players to come here and making this a place to be. And then on top of it, like we joke around the pantry and all that, but like all this guy does is every time he has a microphone in front of him, he has a chance to speak to the world, tells everyone how amazing we are and how amazing Philadelphia is. That's all he does. It's his whole thing. Like it's his whole, and it's because it's genuine because he feels it. But like he Philly versus everybody. He can't get in front of a microphone without saying Philly versus everybody now because like that's his ethos now.
Yeah.
But that's us too. Like that's and I was gonna say this before, but like in my many years on this planet, Jack, you want to talk about age
almost,
and age
almost
and wisdom,
50.
Right? Yes. That's what we're saying. Almost 50. Age and wisdom. I've never in my life. I've never seen something like this Phillies team and this fan base right now where the team is giving so much love to the fans, where the team is so consistently saying like, you make a difference, you energize us, you make it hard for other teams to play, we couldn't be anything without you. I'm like getting like verklempt talking about it because it's unique, man. Like it's one sided. We root for these guys. Oh, go! Like maybe you'll hear like, oh, our fans travel or whatever. You'll hear that kind of stuff. Like not this like love affair that is happening right now. Like it is unique, man. And Bryce is the heart of it. He's at the center of it. Like that goes on his Philadelphia legend legacy thing too. And it all comes together where this guy is like the athlete of a generation for us. Like and yet we might have another in Jalen. It is crazy. It's crazy.
And now Harper has his new. He clearly has his new celebration when he passes home plate.
Mm-hmm.
Like his little like shrug thing.
The MJ.
I'm in.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm so in.
I'm in. Like he is so present in every moment. And like the Bedlam at the Bank thing was a perfect example. Like first thing he does is turn the dugout and like do Phillies crosses. Like he didn't like freak. Like and it's not like Hoskins was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Like he spiked his bat. Harper
Hoskins lost his mind.
Yeah,
and he's
Harper was like,
around.
I was born for this.
I was born for this.
That's what it was in that moment.
That's the difference. And that's what great players have.
Yeah.
I know it's a regular season game.
I'm getting so excited. I'm like getting all like worked up.
Well, because hopefully, obviously, all things like go well. But
yeah,
we're gonna have a home playoff series.
Yeah,
and we're gonna see Bryce and this fan base do it all over.
And
again.
That's the thing. To the point where you're talking like a statue and all this stuff. Like I think to your point, Bryce's legacy in Philly when he's all done will be only positive and only great and Mount Rushmore and all and the statue and all that. But like. Obviously, we know what it does for the legacy if he can win. But even just past that, like obviously, I want to see the Phillies win a World Series. But I want to see this guy win a World Series. Like, seriously though, like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't, ever remember a baseball player in this town where I felt like they needed to win it more. Like, he knows, like, you just talked about how much he cares about 500. He cares about his legacy. He cares about being the greatest. He cares about the baseball's a sport. And, like, winning the World Series for this guy would mean everything, everything. And, like, I want it for me. Like, I know this sounds crazy. Like, I almost want the Phillies to win the World Series more for Bryce than for me.